So, our walk through the world of gaming starts here. We're sitting comfortably and reaching for the start button here at London Science Museum, where 40 years of computer game history is laid out before our very joysticks. We're at the Game On exhibition here. And who better to dive into it all with than David Braben? Now, David, you're a game designer of 25 years standing, and hardcore gamers will know your name. You're the person, or one of the people, behind the Elite game, which was a massive hit in the mid-1980s. But we're going to roll the story back, even before then, back to the days of Pong, which is what we're standing in front of here, isn't it?
Many of you will have seen the Pong game, where essentially a single rectangle moves up and down, where a ball bounces off it, or a pair of them, so two people can play against each other.
But it's special, really, because I suppose, would you say it was the first ever computer game?
It's certainly the one that went out to more than a few dozen people. I think the novelty factor was what drove it a lot, and I think there was an addiction. You know, it was very different to what people had played before. Shortly after the Pong, which is actually literally an arcade game, there were many other games like it that actually went into the home and plugged into TV sets. It fathered a whole generation of those, games like Pong, Breakout, and then not long after, Space Invader, which is probably the one that popularized it a lot more than Pong.
Speaking of which, let's go and see Space Invaders. And for me, this is like revisiting an old friend, David. We're walking through the Game One exhibition here, through a kind of arcade that they've created for this exhibition. And here we are at one of the kind of early, well, not earliest, but by a long way, but an early arcade game. And here it is, Space Invaders. It's so good to see it again.
It was just amazing. I mean, I remember first seeing it and being very excited by it. It was also the first time they had colour. And they managed to do that by having coloured overlays over parts of the screen. So although the game was essentially black and white, you had this sort of coloured film across the top that on some of the cabinets, not all of them. So it looked colourful. It really is a very, very simple game. But I think, to be honest, this is the first of the more addictive games, you know, the more compelling games. Because you had the progression, it was quite hard when they started moving quite quickly.
So Space Invaders, the game that whose sound defines 1,000 pubs and bars around the world. But where you find Space Invaders, surely, David, we're going to find Pac-Man as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think shortly after Space Invaders, at least for me, games, there was then quite a proliferation. Pac-Man was probably the most obvious. Asteroids, Galaxian, and, you know, you'd go to any fish and chip shop and there would be an arcade cabinet.
And seeing Pac-Man, which for the purposes of this exhibition, they projected onto one of the walls here. And it reminds me of those, if you like, Pac-Man rip-offs that used to be around at the time. And I had a Commodore VIC-20 in the early 80s. And I think the Pac-Man equivalent of that computer was Jelly Monsters. You know, and we got that because we couldn't afford the proper Pac-Man, but it was just as enthralling.
Yes, there were an astonishing range of that. And I think, similarly in the arcades, there were all sorts of spin-offs. You know, I remember Snapper on the BBC Micro, which was great, very, very similar to the original.